Question marks about how Rossi would respond to that crash in Qatar were answered in Sepang. He's on pole position for round 15 of the season, and he leads the way down this long start-finish straight from Alex Barros. Barros on the brakes, looking to get up the inside of Valentino Rossi there. Something of a renaissance from the Brazilian in the second half of the season. Rossi just getting a little bit hot onto the brakes there into the left-hander, runs it a bit wide. Checa might be able to get past him for second, not quite able to. Rossi, one thing he has got is corner speed. He managed to maintain that. He runs it wide again there. Well, some slightly out of shape riding from Rossi in the opening stages of this race. Checa in third place there. Max Biaggi fourth, Nicky Hayden fifth, Sete Gibernau sixth, and then a gap back to Loris Capirossi in seventh. Hot and steamy conditions here in Sepang, the second of three consecutive races in Qatar, Malaysia and Australia. It's tough work out there for the riders, but Rossi is coping well. He's back in front of Barros now and on his way to the fastest lap of the race. There is that fastest lap from Rossi. Barros in second place, Biaggi third, then Hayden. Gibernau just making his way past Carlos Checa for fifth. And there's a man down, and again it's Marco Melandri. Well, we've seen flashes of brilliance from Melandri this season, and it's just been peppered by too many crashes. Here comes Max Biaggi for second place in front of Alex Barros. Seemed to run it a little bit wide there. Here comes his teammate Tomada. On those Bridgestone tyres, of course, Makoto Tomada. Seemed to work perfectly well at some tracks and then not so well at others. I think that's certainly the case here at Sepang. Gibernau coming under pressure here from Loris Capirossi. He finds himself again in a situation where he must respond and come up with a result here, as he did in Motegi. Because Rossi is streaking away at the front, and this is going to give Rossi a big chance of winning the title, because Gibernau is on course here for around 7th place, and that's not going to be enough to stop Rossi. Biaggi in second, Barros third. We look for Sete Gibernau. He's way down the field here. Three laps to go. Hayden in fourth place. Capirossi there in fifth. And there is Gibernau currently down in sixth place, relegated to seventh now by Makoto Tomada. This is a huge blow to his championship hopes and a major step towards the title for Rossi. He could win it in the next round now in Australia with a top two finish. Victory here guaranteed for Rossi. One more corner to go. Another masterful display from the world champion. Valentino Rossi wins the Malaysian Grand Prix. A comfortable advantage over Max Biaggi there in second place. And Alex Barros will complete the podium once again. But more disappointment for Sete Gibernau. He knows that his title chances have slipped through his grasp here. And only a miracle in the final two races can save him. Rossi wins in Sepang and can lift the title in Australia in the next race by finishing in the top two.
This victory is very important because arrived in an important moment after we lost 25 points in Qatar. So I'm very happy. We arrived here very concentrated, very determined for try to win. Also, all the team give 100%. I like a lot this track. We spend a lot of time during the winter for make test, and the bike work very well. Anyway, the race was hard before with Barros and after with Biaggi, because it's very hard, harder than yesterday. The track have a little bit less grip because it's more hot, and also make 21 laps is difficult. I'm very, very happy, but also tired, so I'm not able to make more.
30 points to gap, two rounds to go. Rossi needs a top two finish in Australia.